Niech to wpięknie.
Tuned into the next to Flex podcast. Streets talking about.
All right, welcome, welcome, welcome. Next to Flex Sports Podcast. Another week coming here. We're bringing some fire. Got a new guest here today, Candy. Let's go ahead and get it started. I'm your host, DMVD Nice. We're gonna talk some sports and some other good news this week. Let's go around the room real quick. Everybody introduce themselves. Starting with you, Bizzell.
Yo, 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 I'm B-Zell, the producer of the show, background. I'm the man behind the scenes. Let's get it.
All right, J.O., go around the top.
I got you. What's going on? J.O., lifeblood of the podcast. You know how that go. Also, Talk Your Shit podcast. And I'm here tonight because, you know, sports need to be talked about. So I'm here to do that.
All right. Well, I can't top that riveting introduction, so I'm just Kev.
And I'm usually the one to make the most sense on this podcast. I'm the one.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I'm the one that always makes the most sense. So.
And I'm Sean. What up, next to Flex? I'm the honorary special guest every day.
So, who that right there? Who that down there? Who that down there?
Watch me. Sorry. Yeah.
Who that dude down there? Who that?
And I also, you know, take a couple photos in this Slick 45. That's my stuff. So let's go.
All right. Go ahead. Introduce yourself, Candy.
Is it me? Hey, everybody. I'm Candy. I am here to just bring a little femininity to the group. Right, bring a female Joey, perspective.
Joey, yeah, we got plenty of.
Wow.
This is a sports cast. I have to say, go Terps because my daughter goes to UMD, so I got to shout out Terps. Absolutely.
All right, nothing wrong with that.
Yes, yes.
Terps here, got Terps in the house.
We are repping
the turtle. Absolutely. Go Terps.
Is that what you know?
What we gotta do?
Since we're talking about Terps, let's go ahead and get started with the NCAA tournament. You know, we got six Sweet 16 coming up this week. No real big surprises as far as lower seeds. But let's talk about the tournament though. Let's get your feedback. How y'all like the tournament so far? What is the biggest? What's y'all prediction so far?
Illinois is still scary. I changed it at the last minute, but I still think they're gonna be tough. I still have I picked two. I had Arizona and Houston, but Illinois is a very scary team. And also watch out for that NC State. I've been telling y'all about them boys for a minute.
Man,
you better watch out for them.
Big dude can play. He can drop some buckets.
They got a couple big dudes that can play.
He's dropping some buckets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. But that NC State, I mean, I like the way they ball and they look good. You know what I mean? They look real good. Purdue is still in there. They still in there lurking. You know what I mean? But I don't think UConn going to win, but they are the odds on favorite. I just don't think they're going to get it this year. Not back to back. I don't think they are. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong.
It hasn't been. When was the last time we had back to back? It's been a while.
Florida, maybe.
Florida? I thought it was Duke.
Duke, when Duke go? That's early 2000s?
It was Florida.
It was a long time ago.
Florida?
Yeah, Florida. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
That's cool. All right.
Yeah, I'm watching them ladies over there. Them ladies over there looking good, too. That tournament, I was watching them. I was watching the LSU joint.
I watched that USC game, man. Look
at yeah, watching Juju. Juju drop buckets.
Juju. We're gonna switch topics now.
No, we're gonna talk about women. Women.
It's still NCAA.
Yeah, it's NCAA. March man.
We'll go women after we talk this. We talking
go ahead, go ahead. What you got?
What I was gonna say was, you know, I like Carolina to win this, but that next matchup they got. They play Arizona. I think that's the big game. That's who's going to take out UConn, the winner of that, man. I like Carolina and Arizona. Purdue look real strong, man. They look real strong.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I mean, I like NC State, you know. It's the Cinderella thing. No, but I don't think they're going to be able to – I don't think they're going to be able to get past Duke or Houston.
Arizona.
So.
They won't get past Arizona. No, who they play?
NC State plays Clemson.
They play Marquette.
Yeah, Marquette's tough. Well,
I think they're going to beat Marquette.
Then they play the winner, Houston Duke.
That's a rematch.
But if we want to talk women, we could talk. Let me get mine in for women also since we're here.
Go ahead. What you got?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, I shout out to Caitlin Clark. She's the best women's player I've seen in a long time. But Juju, I love Juju, you know, she crazy and, you know, not being sexist here or nothing, but, you know, as a man, I appreciate, you know, she good looking sister and she can ball like this. You know what I mean? I appreciate that.
It's a plus when they pretty and they can play, huh?
Yeah, it's that much better because some of them out there looking, you know, rough.
Juwanna man.
What
Juju doing right now? I mean, she could break Caitlin Clark's records at the rate she's going right now. So
Her
mid-range game, which is probably the hardest thing to learn. You know, her mid-range game, she's nice, man. She's the truth.
And the way she was rebounding and just her shot selection. Yeah, I watched that game too. Switching back, I like Carolina. And I know what happened against NC State or whatever, but I still like them to go all the way. I just want to just rep the Tar here. As far as you know, everything else, I mean, shoot, let it play out. It's been you know, semi-predictable. On the women's side, it's spicy, man. And I would like to see USC. I still want to see South Carolina. But Caitlin, man, is a whole problem. And she motivates the rest of her team to match that level. Mm-hmm. And then the only other team outside of them is Stanford. Let's go.
Yeah, it's going to be. Do y'all think the women's tournament this year is more exciting than the men's? Let me get down to front.
I didn't ahead, really Candy. Used to pay attention to women's college basketball, but they definitely have my attention now.
I think the reason why it's more popular is because they have named stars. Like in the college, in the men's game, is no named stars, no repeat stars coming back. Like all the stars, because they're forced to. Not because they chose to, they can't go pro early. So the women's game has a better opportunity to build stars and build star power and to build a following. The men's game is just one and done, and you know it's hard to follow the men's game. It really is.
Yeah, that's true. Now that actually does make sense. It's a big deal. You know, a lot more women than you do the men's star. Who's even going to go number one this year at NBA? Like, who's the old bona fide number one pick?
I have no idea.
Out of college.
Probably some European dude.
Does anybody know?
No. Some European dude, probably. Let's go with that.
Exactly. All right, so let's move on to NFL. So we're going to talk about this topic right here. We got some big moves. Who's most important to their team right now and coming up in the season? You got Henry with the Ravens, Eckler with the Commanders, and Jacobs with the Packers. Like who is the most important to their team? I mean, these all some dynamic running backs. All come up, you know, the youngest is Jacobs, but give me your take on that.
It's got to be Jacobs. I mean, he's the only one that replaced the starter. Derrick Henry's going to be same Derrick Henry, but he's not the face of the team. and Eckler is going to be a third down back. So, I mean, it's clearly Jacobs, in my opinion, because he is replacing essentially two running backs who was like basically the engine for the offense. Yes, Jordan Love was playing well, but Aaron Jones to me was the, you know how I feel about Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones was to me the reason why that team was doing so well towards the end. Mm-hmm. So for Jacobs to come and have to replace Aaron Jones and big dude that left, I can't remember his name right now. The other running back for Green Bay, I can't remember his name.
Dylan.
Yeah. So Josh coming in, having to kind of take both sides, you know. So
wait, so you don't think Jacobs can replace that production?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he's the most important. Like Derrick Henry could be up below Derrick Henry your capabilities. It won't change the Ravens' offense. It won't change anything. It's still gonna be Lamar's team, and Lamar's gonna still run things. Derrick Henry doing.
You don't think Derrick Henry would change the offense?
I don't think he's gonna change the offense. I don't.
I know. I I'm about to say the same thing. I'm about to rebuttal that.
I don't know that either. They already a running team.
Exactly.
They already a running team. The quarterback got most. A lot of them. They're running. They're yards. Right.
But you don't have a Derrick Henry running the ball, man.
They're already running team, Omar. Nothing changed. The play call doesn't change.
Yeah, but you put the most bruising back in that offense. That's going to elevate. Exactly. Are you crazy, man? You don't think Derrick Henry will be a beast?
I don't think. Yeah. No, I don't. I don't.
No, I think he is going to be a beast. I do think he is. They are running team.
Crazy.
I think a lot of defenses always expect Lamar to run, so they're going to be focusing on that, which opens Derrick Henry up, I think. So I think he will touch the ball and do well, but I don't know if he's going to make like a super impact on that team because they are running.
If anything, this will make him even nastier.
I think so too. Because
you don't know who to stop.
Exactly. I mean, he's way more dynamic.
It hasn't changed. The same offense. Nothing's changed.
With Derrick Henry.
Same offense, a more dynamic player, though. More dynamic player than Gus. We had Gus the Bus, who once, you know, I mean, who was they had? A couple other running backs. But nobody was Derrick Henry.
It was just a patchwork of running backs, man.
Exactly. You got the other running back who always get hurt. I mean, he lasted, what, 2-3 games where he got hurt. It's gonna be. He's gonna be. I think that's the
game plan. They got a game plan. We'll see. Come on, man.
We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see.
And Jacob, I don't see Jacobs being a full 3-down back. They're still gonna have to have a couple more backs out there. I don't think he can say he's gonna replace both Dylan and other
Aaron. Running back. Yeah,
Jones. Yeah,
that's what you're gonna have to do.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see about that one. But looking forward to it though.
Yeah. Eckler got some work to do too, man. Yeah, we like Apostle said, man, we gonna need more than just third down front, man. We paid out this money, man. Get this new high power quote unquote offense. Come on, man. Gonna have to do something. Tired of being
I hope he does more. I'm saying I hope he replaces Brian Robinson. You know how I feel about him, but
yeah,
I gotta go with the most recency bias, like you know.
Yeah, he looked bad last year.
Bama's get old. Like, they get old quick, man. Yeah. Like, this is
NFL. That's your running back position. So, yeah. Right.
So,
yeah.
So, you don't
I'm think hoping Eckler has a good year.
Because you said you don't think Brian Robinson is an NFL running back.
I don't.
So,
he
don't think
he's a starter? He's a starter?
I don't know about that.
I'm going to recency bias. So, like, Eckler didn't look good last year. And it's hard to stop.
He was behind a horrific offensive line.
Okay.
He got injured at least one or two.
Okay.
It's a lot. I mean.
It's a lot of ifs and whatevers. But once you start looking old, you don't really turn back the clock, regardless of what the reason is.
Yeah,
once you start sliding down that slope, you don't go back up.
Yeah, I think with Eckler, it's going to be a lot of schematic stuff like, it's on the coaches to put them in the right situation, you know, third downs, them long first downs and stuff like that, you know. But it's who knows how much they're gonna use them, you know what I mean? He may get first down carries. You think so?
Kev,
you said yourself, Kev, that what's his name, Robinson? The hell's his name? That big
Brian.
Yeah, he ain't no good, right?
I don't think he's good. No, I don't.
He's not even. But he's gonna be complimentary though. I mean, you got the big dude, and you got another, you know, complimentary back. He can catch. He can kind of do it all. So
I thought y'all like Rodriguez.
my man Jeff. He's what up, right. Jeff? Out there in Canada. He said he doesn't have to replace Robinson, but he has to have a play sheet devoted to him.
Of course.
Yeah, that's
course.
What. Yeah,
he's still. He's still. Yeah, of course.
That's a good point,
yeah,
right there.
Definitely got to have a package. You got to have good packages.
That's what I was saying. Who's that guy? He's a smart guy.
What do you think, JL?
Who's that guy? He's a smart guy.
Oh, what do I think?
Yeah.
Actually, Doc, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't. I kind of agree with Kevin on Josh Jacobs thing because he got to take around. He got to take the. He got to take on two roles, and he got to be a three down back. I like Henry in Baltimore, but they led the league in rushing last year. I mean, they're gonna do the same thing, but it's the same thing to me. I get he's more of a closer than the other backs were, but again, they led the league in rushing last year already, so I don't see much of a difference.
That goal line is going to be a big difference,
though. I don't know how. Exactly. I mean, exactly. Gus had 13 touchdowns.
Right,
I mean,
exactly. Like, that's my whole point, yes.
He didn't play. That goal all he line. Did was run. You know what I'm saying? Like, he ran the ball inside the fight. Like, inside, he was their threat, but they still had backs that had touchdowns, and they led the league in rushing. Like, I mean, I think Henry is going to be a welcome, you know, addition, but the most important, because he's taking on two back roles, it's got to be Josh Jacobs. Got to be.
Quick question.
The 1-2-3, 1-2-3. There, I mean, first, second, and third down back. There's nobody else. They got rid of both running backs.
They don't have another running back. AJ Dillon ain't there. So.
They got they'll rid of
somebody. Dillon's gone. Nah, Dillon's gone. Yeah. They probably pick up somebody. But Dillon's gone.
They'll find somebody. Yeah, but Josh,
I mean, but you know, but yeah. the importance of it is Josh Jacobs is there, he's the one, you know. There it is. I mean, I just think Henry is definitely important. Don't get it twisted. But the most important to their team right now got to be Josh Jacobs.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Next topic. Let's go ahead and talk about a little more NFL. Now, it's word is that JJ Daniels, JJ McCarthy, I'm sorry, is getting hot on the take right now.
You merged him.
Do y'all think that hybrid JJ can overtake Jaden Daniels after today's pro day? Like, what's y'all take on today's pro day from Jaden Daniels? And can JJ have a chance to become number two?
What did he do?
I said Joe was horrible. I mean,
I don't know what he do.
Well, it's been a lot of rumors about how he's moving up the draft board. I don't think he's going number two. Jaden looked good today, but let me get y'all opinion if y'all watched his pro day today.
I didn't watch it. What they say about it?
I didn't watch it, but I don't think it made much of a difference unless he was like horrible on his pro day. I mean, you know, but JJ going up because of his interviewing skills and stuff like that. I mean, I feel like on the field, Jaden Daniels. Put together one of the best seasons in college football in a, you know, ever. One, you know, but so I think once you've seen the tape of everybody, like these things, like the interviews and stuff like that, they can help and they can hurt. But I just feel like, I mean, he already put it down on the field, so the tape don't lie. JJ coming up because he's impressive with other stuff, but like when it all comes down to it, they are three clear cut, you know, quarterbacks that should go top three. JJ is a good player. I think he's clear cut the fourth one, but I don't think he could take anybody in the top three in the first three quarterbacks just because his process has shown a little something that he's a little smarter or got a little stronger arm than he, you know, than he had before. But you turn on the tape. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what else you need to see.
Yeah. I've been big on
I watched
a long time, not to cut you off, but
go ahead.
One thing you used to say, D Nice, by his size, right? Like he got to get a little bigger for you. Thing is like he's 24 years old. Like, how much bigger is he gonna get? You know what I mean? He's not coming in the league is like 22, 21. He's 24 already. Like Lamar came in the league, but like they was talking about on the radio today, Lamar came in the league. See, like it took him like 3 years to get to 24. Like this guy's already 24, about to be 25. You feel what I'm saying? So like how much bigger is he going to get? How much more growing is he going to do? He weighed in at 210, but that's not going to be his play weight. He'll lose weight, gain weight, whatever, whatever, but that's not going to be his. It's good that he got there. But
yeah, I agree. When you get to
working out and winning pads and all that stuff, he might lose that. You know what I mean?
Good point. Good point.
Linemen hitting him. Them linemen hitting you 300 plus pounds, you know. He been protecting his body all through college, but, you know, like.
It's different than NFL. People,
it's different.
Exactly. You want to be able to take a hit. Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about. Yeah. You, I don't want to see another RG3 getting broke up out that joke. You know what I'm saying? RG3, bad memories about, you know, quarterback getting broke up.
RG3 didn't even know how to slide, man.
Well, I mean, the last time we talked about the number two, man. That. Exactly. RG3. So,
no, but you know what I saw? I saw dude was saying that Vikings gonna try to trade up to New England pick to take your boy from Carolina. Said Vikings gonna trade up. They're trying to get New
England to number three. Get Drake.
Yeah. Number three.
Get Drake May.
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly. That's a big move. Somebody's asking the chat. Do y'all think Caleb could drop number two? Mm-hmm. And I said, because it's lipstick and nails.
I'm gonna let y'all come in. I got a lot to say about that. I'll let y'all go ahead.
Now, I don't agree with nail polish on any guy, but it seems like young generation do it a lot more these days than the older generation. Candy, have you seen that in your experience?
It's a lot. Look at these young men out here. The jeans tight, you know what I mean? Real tight. Nail polish, everything. Some of these jeans remind me of the pair of Sukos back in the day. I remember those.
Oh,
just tight. The Sergios, yes, the jeans.
Yeah, we remember pair of Sukos too, especially if they came with. Never mind. You know what?
I don't want to see no pair of Sukos on no men now. No, so yeah,
exactly.
It's crazy out here. Yeah, the nail polish, all that, it's too much for me. It's too much.
Yeah. Caleb ain't the only one I've seen at all, for sure. All right, let's get off that topic, man.
Don't want to offend anybody.
All right, let's move on to some NBA. All right, we got obviously another player, Draymond, another incident, getting kicked out, 3 minutes into the first quarter of tonight's game. I mean, I come across my phone. I'm like, what's going on here, man? What's up with this dude? Now, tell me, how long you think this dude going to last in this league? And obviously, he signed that big contract or renewal. I mean, what you think Golden State going to do with this dude, man? Like, they are in 10th spot. It's like, what's
you know why he got kicked out? Was it a fight or just two texts?
He got two texts. It was two texts.
The ref said something to him, and he kept getting the ref says that. Did you say that? He just stayed in the ref face, and he gave him the second touch.
He needs to go. Didn't he get suspended or something not too long ago? I mean, what does he need to do to, like, he's obviously not learning. He has a temper problem. He needs to get some emotional intelligence help or something. He needs to, like, he's just always fighting or arguing or just... He's too much. He's not fun to watch to me. It's too much. You're always getting ejected. You always have a problem. You're angry. Like, nobody wants to play like that. You're big. You be elbowing people. Like, it's just too much. It's too much. He needs to go.
Darius said it right. Like, when Golden State's winning, that's fine. But then the 10th seed now by the best of playoffs. They're not gonna put up with all that. Like, that's exactly when you're winning, it covers up all nonsense. When you're losing, nonsense comes right in shine, like right in front of you.
And they struggle from game to game, man. Like, they're neck and neck with Houston right now. So
yeah, I want to see Houston get the playoffs. I mean, them young they will. Playing hard. Okay, they hot right now.
Let me tell y'all something about Draymond. Now, we talk about is fighting and being disruptive and getting suspended everything. But I'm gonna tell you right now, Draymond is a mastermind.
Mm-hmm.
He got one of the highest basketball IQs in the mm-hmm. NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And you think when he get in those fights and he intimidates so many people, he intimidates the refs too.
Yes.
Now he may take it too far sometimes, but Draymond is a mastermind of this. And if you think they're not better with him, you gotta watch him, man. He controls the whole offense, and he is nasty on D, man. It's crazy. The dude is a mastermind, man.
So how do you deal with that? In the anger, in the temper, in all of the just.
Man, he how do you deal with that? He mentally breaks down opposing players, man.
Steph showed emotion tonight.
He's a Hall of Famer. He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, but you're not thinking about your teammates for real. Like when you act like that, and you out here clotheslining people, and you're cursing people. Like no,
how many championships they got? How many championships they got?
But they're gonna win more. Okay. They got them. It worked then, but can that continue though? Got? You know what I'm saying?
How many they got?
He got four, but I'm saying.
Okay.
Will he get another?
What you need to see to prove them?
So what is it going to take for you to be like he needs to go where he needs? Like,
exactly. Exactly.
What want four championships,
for him to really hurt somebody? To really hurt somebody? Like no, he needs to go. He's too violent. He's too violent.
I mean, in the 80s, it's not the 80s no more, the early 90s. You can get away with that. You know what I'm saying?
It still worked, though. It still worked, though. Like you said, it might work now, but like I want to say, I mean, they got four championships. He's not. You hit the button, Omar. You on mute. Is it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you on mute. Yeah.
Like you said, they won four championships, dog. They got they almost won another one. I mean, I agree. Like he's too smart to be dumb. This is not just some dumb shit he get on the court doing. Like he calculated. Like you said, maybe he go too far a lot. I mean, a few times, you know, whatever, but that dude, man, four championships, you can't argue with that, dog.
So,
this is what he does.
So, outside of the antics and you know him getting ejected or anything, how effective can they be if they make the playoffs? That's the key right now because, as we see, man, the game is
struggling.
These young teams are killing,
they're struggling.
So, exactly. I mean, and then they got to do the play in. So, once they do the play in, let's say they win the play in, who they play first, Denver.
No,
exactly.
Well,
if they make the playoffs, it'd be Denver. It'd be the AFC.
They gotta beat Houston right now. It's 10-9. They gotta beat Houston. They're not beating Houston right now.
The play-in would be like Dallas or the Lakers or something. So you can't look at
Lakers. Probably Lakers.
It'll be it's 10-9 and 7-8, isn't it, for the play-in? And then the winner of those gets Right now it'd be Warriors versus Houston, and Warriors ain't beating Houston right now. They're playing fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what are Lakers?
I thought Lakers was nine.
It's Houston.
Houston's out.
Houston's 11 right now. It's Houston 11, Warriors 10, Lakers 9, and 8 is
Phoenix fell off.
Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Phoenix. Yeah, that's what I was gonna go to. That's what I'm gonna go to next.
Nasty
play-in games, ain't it? That's gonna be some some nasty play-ins.
The West is tough.
Yeah,
that's crazy, man.
So stick to NBA playoffs. I mean, who can knock off Denver and Boston? I'm like, who can knock them off right now? Obviously, you got the favorites, but who y'all think can knock them off? Let's start with the West Coast. Who y'all like in the West outside of the favorites?
Well,
BJL, can you put that back up there for me 1 second, please?
Yeah, let's look at their matchups. Let's look it up.
What was it?
Because you got right now OKC at number two. You got Dallas at three. No.
Where's the Clippers?
Clippers four. They will play the Pelicans first round if they matched up. Then you got so it's let me see here.
I mean, it wouldn't be easy for Denver to get right back, but
Timberwolves 3.
Oh, I can't. Sacramento in it too. Wow.
Yeah, you got some deep. It's deep. The West is deep.
I think Minnesota is very dangerous. I think I could see, is that possible with the bracket? But I think OKC and Minnesota could both take out Denver.
Yeah, especially if they get
New Orleans, people sleeping
they're
on
so
New Orleans.
Young, though. They're so young cool. though. That the OKC is so young.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, it's gonna be a good tournament. I'll say that.
Yeah. they don't have that playoff experience. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's the only thing they're missing. They got some young
in Minnesota, though. like they just, you know, it's gonna be.
They still
like,
got that guy named Edwards though. That dude,
he's a monster. Yeah. He's a monster.
That dude is.
he's a dog,
and they locked down on D.
Right
man.
Hand, okay, yeah. Left hand.
They locked down on D too.
Talking about a dunk.
All right,
yeah, all right, let's the East Coast.
Yeah, go to East. What are you down to East, man? Right now,
I'm still taking the Celtics all the way, but the only thing that stops them is themselves or in bad coaching.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. That dude questionable, man. He'll never call timeout, Missoula. He never calls timeout. Man.
And then the way he subbed players in, I'm like, bro, what are you doing?
Yeah, y'all think they regretting firing Udoka? Udoka's a good coach. I mean, he got Houston balling, man. Obviously, he had that scandal, but I mean, come on now.
What a scandal! I mean, they did it.
Yeah, they had no choice. They can't regret it. They had to do it.
But if they don't win the championship this year, I mean, how much longer are they going to keep Uzzella?
Mazzulla gone.
Exactly.
Mazzulla,
if they don't win the championship this year,
he's gone. Right. But yeah, I think the scariest team in the East, I think, is New York. The Knicks are scary, man.
Really?
I think so.
They get everybody back.
Randall back?
They get everybody back. Randall going to be back playoffs.
Yeah, Brunson ain't playing no games this year, man.
Yeah, Brunson the truth.
Brunson ain't playing no games.
You don't want to see them in the first or second round. You don't want to see them.
That dude is a dog.
Yeah, he's the West. It's looking real weak right now.
Okay. So Celtics, Bucks, Knicks, Cavs, Magic, Pacers.
It's a big difference for East and West.
Big difference.
I mean, Magic is young. They playing well, though. Pacers, I mean, young.
Pacers,
he got the experience.
But that old
is dirt.
Exactly. Embiid come back healthy. They could be dangerous. He got to come back healthy though.
But how good is he gonna be within a 7-game series?
Right.
Yeah. So
he can be dominant. He guys got to get himself in shape.
Outside of Boston, I mean, I like Cleveland, but no, not enough. Yeah, you need more people.
Milwaukee gonna implode. Milwaukee gonna implode.
I think so too. Or they gonna implode, Chris Middleton gonna get another
season. You got maybe every other week.
No, I don't know.
Something is not clicking. Because I think they've had enough time. I don't know, man. Something's just not clicking at that top.
Right, let me say one thing about Milwaukee. For some reason, this it baffles the mind. It baffles everything. Dame and Giannis in a pick and roll should be unstoppable.
Yeah.
But they never do it. They never do it.
Giannis travels too much. He already where he need to
they
be.
They never run a pick. Dame and Giannis never run a pick and roll together. Yeah, I agree. It should be the most unstoppable thing in the league. But they never do.
You know who their coach is, right? You talk about coaching. You know who their coach is, right?
I watched the game. I think they did it three times the entire game, only three times. And they scored every time. But they only do it three. They should do that shit every time they come down, especially fourth quarter. But I digress. Yeah. Go ahead. You talk NBA, hey, man. I'm gonna talk NBA. You know I'm gonna talk NBA.
Hey, tell me this though. How do you think Giannis, for that to be okay, how do you think his game can develop so he can be a pick and roll center? Because his game doesn't screen pick and roll to him.
He's not a center, exactly.
He's not a center.
Well,
let me
tell you. Kev, come on, man. You the tallest joker out there.
He's still not a center. He's like a power forward.
Giannis getting the ball downhill is basically unstoppable.
It's ridiculous.
So Dame coming off a pick.
He's traveling though, but go ahead.
No, well, they ain't calling it. They don't call it. They don't call it on him. They don't call it on
him.
But for some reason, Giannis and Dame don't have chemistry, man. I don't know if they don't like each other. I don't know what is up, but they have no chemistry together. That's the problem right now. Dame played better with Bobby.
When they played the Lakers, did y'all see that game the other night?
Yeah. They lost. Crazy.
Yeah. That was a bad loss.
That's what I mean. I think they're going to implode in the playoffs, dog. Like, that's a bad dog. But he's right. I mean, you think about Giannis coming off a pick and roll with Dame, where Dame could pop, or he could throw that lob. Like, he coming downhill, he could throw that lob. Like, or he could just do that pocket pass right there. I'm just saying, like, boy.
And they got shooters around there.
It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, that could be – it's pretty unstoppable. But, you know. They'll read bedtime stories at night to each other or something. They don't know.
Yeah.
Like me and Joey used to do.
But I'll pick and roll was nice, though.
Oh, but real quick, since you're talking about the Lakers, you see how the white boy played when LeBron ain't there?
Man!
It's a big difference.
Every time LeBron out, the white boy go crazy, man.
Man, Reeves get the green light.
That's what it is.
Exactly. But what's going to happen when LeBron come back?
He's going to go back down.
Austin Reed get the green light.
And AD is balling, man.
Don't jinx him, man. Don't jinx him.
In the playoffs, he's going to have some full games. We're going to just knock
knocking on shit over there. You knocking on shit?
That's wood. That's wood, yeah.
I got a wood, too. I'm not going to do.
Candy, do you have a favorite NBA team?
Yes, well, I am a home team fan when it comes to every other sport except for football. So, you know, I'm a Wizards fan.
Okay.
Look at that.
I'm all rapping Wizards. Yeah. I am
a Wizards fan.
Okay.
Cowboys Nation, baby.
Next time, put her on the jump.
I'm sensitive about my team right now.
Let's give you one minute to rant about the Cowboys real quick. Then we're gonna move on.
Rant about our quarterback.
I'm mad. We ain't do nothing. We don't have no money. Like, we just, everybody else in our division is making big moves. We just sitting here looking stupid, Jerry looking dumb. We about to have for real two Cowboys teams to me, because Dan Quinn damn near taking everybody with him. So I mean, shit.
Yeah.
Shout
out to Jerry Jones' hair, man. Shout out to Jerry Jones' hair.
I'm upset right now. We ain't doing nothing. You know, I don't know. At first, I was like, well, maybe we can make some moves. You know, we could trade or do something in the draft. But I really don't know. I don't know what we're about to like.
My question is, should they keep Dak and pay him all that money? Yeah, $55 million. My question is, they keep that 55.
It's a make or break year for Cowboys.
Huge.
We can't let Micah go. We can't let him go. We're gonna have to pay him.
We
gotta keep CD.
Dude, they got like six players to get locked up. He's locked up.
They ain't paying him last year, right?
So they gotta pay him. But don't they gotta pay Dak, Micah?
They gotta pay.
And CD.
I thought Diz got paid. Diz got paid already.
Mike already got paid.
Diz got paid. Mike didn't get paid.
Micah did get paid.
Nope. Diz got paid. Diz got paid, then he got hurt. Diz got paid, and then he got hurt this year. But he had just come off his contract.
It's Lamb, Lawrence, Micah, Gat, and somebody else.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got a lot of dudes.
It's rough.
They got
some decisions to make. Like Kevin said last week, that's what happened when you draft well. You got problems like that.
it's terrible. I read somewhere though that we was trying to get Stephon Diggs.
Yeah, they're not.
Oh, his brother.
You ain't got to worry about that.
I really wanted us to get Derrick Henry. I was hurt about that. I was really hurt
about that.
Either. clearly.
Derrick Henry said, nah, I'm good. Y'all ain't got no money.
We don't have no money for nobody. I'm like, what are we doing?
They're going to get that nigga flipping pops. What the fuck are you doing,
man? Man, we was just looking crazy out here. I don't know. We'll
see. Hey, just real quick, the other Cowboys fan is saying Dick's contract is done. Dak and Micah don't have to be done till next year. CD's up now, so
they got another
Micah. We got another Cowboys fan on here. I'm not the only one. Okay,
it's a make or break year. It's a make or break year.
Yeah, y'all gonna have your own show.
All right. All right, we back on NFL talk real quick before we switch topics. Let's talk about this new tackling rule real quick and the new kickoff rule. We gotta talk about that. I forgot about that. I mean, this tackle rule. I mean, we've seen people get hurt. The drop hip. I mean, but should they have enforced that rule? How are they going to enforce it? First of all, and what do y'all think about that kickoff rule? I mean, how dumb is it going to look with this new?
So you can't touch nobody. The hip drop tackle is like. It's really weird because it's a twisting hip drop or something like that. Like that's what's banned. It's not you gotta have three elements in the hip drop. The hip drop tackle itself is not banned. I think that's where the problem is. It's like the hip drop tackle itself is not banned. You gotta twist them and then hip drop and then drop. That's what's gonna be banned.
Yeah, basically so it's usually the
confusion, I think. Cause you if you grab them around the way, you gotta grab them around the waist. You got to twist them, and you got to drop your weight. That's what's going to cause the
penalty. On him, though. Mm-hmm. On the play. Okay,
it's going to go on them because it's
if you regularly grab them and then drop, it's not going to be a penalty. You got to twist them. And that's where the confusion is going to come for the refs and stuff early on because it's like, well, did he spin them?
Happened so fast. Exactly.
It's spinning, right. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna cause a lot of craziness, I think, at first.
Yeah, it's a certain angle you got to come at the ball carrier to do it. Like, it's not you can't really do it like you can't plan to do it. I'll say that.
Yeah.
It's got to be a certain angle.
Cattle wrestling when he got jump on the neck, twist mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, yeah.
Then take it down. Yeah.
Okay.
So if you got somebody like
once you twist them and put their body in the awkward position, and then you drop when you drop, uh-huh. you drop on their ankles or their legs because they can't move anymore because you twist them.
That's so what happened to Dak. When hit you, y'all remember that? That's what happened.
Who?
With Dak.
With Dak. When he broke his leg.
She meant Dakota.
That's what happened to him. Let me say this. Now they did say that that tackle was very high injury prone. Like it's causing a high injury rate. So, I mean, you have to look out for your players and stuff like that. But you're right. That's going to be something very hard to.
So how would a defending team stop a full running speed Derrick Henry?
It's going to be tough.
The problem with all of it is going to be when they call penalties, man. Nobody want to see that shit. Nobody want to see those penalties that they're going to call when it's going to be an automatic first down. Uh-huh. And they're like, I like what Josie said about the twist. Dudes with the bigger, the linebackers, the bigger booty players, they're going to call it on them more because they're not going, the smaller guys not going to get as much as those big booty dudes, you know? I like what Joey said, but nobody want to see those penalties, man. That's gonna be the worst part. Yeah. When you've been playing good D and it's third down, Yeah, and they call that bullshit on a 2 yard pass, though.
Especially in a 2 minute drill, in a 2 minute drill, if you pass the jump for like 15 yards in the middle of the field,
it'll be third and long, they're gonna call that bullshit on.
That's another 15 yards before you know it. They in field goal range.
Yeah.
And that y'all, man, they're gonna be like
off of one penalty.
That's gonna be the
part. Yeah, that's because
it's gonna be an adjustment period, you know. So
yeah. We'll see how it's gonna get called. So what about that kickoff rule? Like, how, what do y'all think? How is that actually gonna, that player safety rule, is that gonna affect people not getting the concussions on the kickoff as far as not going down the field full speed? I mean, yeah,
definitely. Absolutely. You talk about hitting people 5 yards apart instead of 15 yards apart?
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Right.
I mean, them dudes, have you seen them wedge busters? Them dudes are crazy.
Yeah.
Anything in the wedge.
They don't get in the game.
Yeah, they nope. don't. They don't
say, one or two plays per game, you know? But the thing about the rule, though, I like it, but at first I liked it for a different reason. I like it now. So I am all for any rule change that allows like the little dude to be part of the sport again. You know what I'm saying? Like the little fast dudes, you know, the Dante Halls, whatever. But then I thought about it. With these rules, the kick return don't have to be this little dude anymore. It could be like a Derrick Henry because they get a full head of speed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's no reason to put, you know, a 5'9", 185-pound dude back there. You're putting the Josh Jacobs back there now because it's literally going to be a long-ass I formation.
That's interesting.
They're going to get the ball at the 4 yard line.
That's interesting.
And have a full head of speed.
Right.
Yeah, so Derrick Henry could be a kick returner now. Any big move with speed.
Yeah.
So that's dangerous as hell. Like,
hey, did you see when they changed the rules like an hour later, Steelers signed Cordarrelle Patterson. They're like,
oh, yes, they did. Yeah, Cordell, yes,
he's like an hour later, yo.
He gonna really? Eat, yo. He gonna eat with the rules.
He gonna eat like an hour after that rule. After hour after that rule came out, they signed him. That motherfucker, this phone's ringing, yes. Yo.
Six, well, 240-pound dudes are going to eat on kick returns now, yo. Devin Hester's record gonna be smashed by somebody. Yeah.
last year it was only one kick return touchdown all last year.
Right.
Is that only
one? Oh, wow. One the whole year. That's crazy. Dude.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. XFL, I guess they already do it. So, I mean, I haven't paid attention to it, but we'll see how it looks, you know.
And one more thing on that. The new kick return rules, I still don't understand that shit.
I've seen it in person on XFL games. That's how I recognize it. But that's on the – I can't explain it to you. I've just seen it in person. I've seen it on TV.
There's no fair catches, and you can't run – the defense can't run until they catch the ball. You know,
right.
What also, there's no surprise onside kick. You have to announce there's onside kick, and then you get back in your regular onside kick format. So you can't line up and say I'm gonna go onside kick because you're gonna be wrecked in your the new format. So if you want to do onside kick, you actually have to tell the ref, and then it's gonna be
supposed to be easier to do it now though.
But you're allowed to stack a side like in the old days though. So about what D said about the players, the kickoff team can't move until the guy catches the ball between the 1 and 20 yard line. So if you kick the ball into the end zone now, they get it at the 40. So the kicker has to have the ball land in the 10 yard line. But then at that point, that kick returner has like a 20 yard like head start to get full speed. Like it's gonna be insane, yo. Like it's gonna be crazy. Like
what you gonna do? You see that dude, you be like, oh, you break free, you block, you like this.
Nah, no thank you. No thank you. No thank you.
Am I right when I say the ultimate decision is do you want a full back or do you want a wide receiver?
On that note.
All right, wait. Bizel, which one you rather have?
Oh man, see, I'm working this.
I already know Josie want a wide receiver.
I'm good. I ain't answering that question. I'm cool.
Sean want a fullback. I know.
No, Sean, man. No problem, Your Honor.
Kev, fullback.
Yes. Kev more of a tight end.
Oh, Lord.
Who we got left? Who we got left over here? We got
nobody. We got nobody.
The Republican.
Nah.
You got the Republican.
Republican?
Nah,
no Republican, man.
Moving on.
All right, we got a quick poll. Name your biggest the biggest sports day. You know, what's your favorite? The biggest sports day. First one, we got opening day baseball. First day of the NCAA tournament. First weekend of NFL, or the first, first round of the NFL NBA playoffs. Like, what's your, how would you rank those? Or what's your favorite out of those four?
NFL for me.
NFL.
Yes, NFL. The first week of NFL, the weather's beautiful. Everybody's excited. You know what I mean? It's just fun. It's that energy is just there. You ready for the new season? You've been waiting for it, watching preseason games and everything. You ready to tailgate and all of that? It's definitely the first weekend of
NFL. The buildup makes it what it is, though. Everything.
Exactly.
We need to have a party at her crib, yo. Right. You need to go to her crib opening day.
Thursday night football's back. Monday night football's back. Sunday night. It's fun.
Yep.
Mm. Yes. All of that's back. It's the best. The best time of the year.
Anybody got anything different? Anybody got anything different? She's NFL?
Absolutely right. It's NFL, NBA. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sean.
No, I pick NBA. You weed out all that trash. Let's go. Round four.
Playoffs is fun. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Sean.
for me, okay. it's simple. It's NFL, NBA, the college, and then anything else. It could be Daytona. It could be golf. It could be. It don't really matter, yo. Like, I don't. Exactly. It don't really matter.
Baseball, what about the Olympics? What about when the Olympics start? Oh.
No.
Nah.
Hold on.
The Olympics used to be a thing for me, though. The Olympics used to be a thing for me.
But it used to be.
Not the winter. You didn't care about curling.
Right. Not the winter. No, you didn't.
Man, Joey loves Sean White, man. Joey loves Sean White. Snowboarding, right. Half pipe. What else did they do?
That didn't come out.
That's in the Olympics now. Hold up. That's in the Olympics now.
Y'all still be curling in his backyard. What you talking about?
There you go.
Yeah. I think, but in NFL, man, it's anticipation, like you said. You tired of all the damn. You got that two. Now you got a 2 week break between preseason and the first game. So you got a little build up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody getting their fantasy squads draft, and you ready? Finally ready to see what your team going to do. First week, you win, you still lose the championship. You know, still lose. Yep. Like, man, I'm gonna win this year.
That's exactly what happened to me. He was a juggernaut in the first week, and then
we. Exactly. Then all your players get hurt. You're like, man, I'm tired of football.
And I get railroaded by Kevin in the playoffs.
To me, it's the NFL. NCAA was close, though. It was close because
at least I lost to the champion.
They take off work. Everybody take off work. They go into the balls and stuff like that.
Oh, you talking about NCAA?
With your NCAA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was close, but I don't think nothing tops the NFL. That first day in the NFL, the first Sunday, that Thursday game.
That whole week for me, from Thursday to Monday, is an exciting moment for me.
I think it's right there, NCAA and the NBA. I mean, once I get to the second round of NBA, I'm really hooked in. You know what I mean? First round, I'm cool, but the second round is when I really get into it.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
I'll be honest though. The first round of NBA playoffs, like, it's fine, but them games come on too late, yo. Like, I've not been able to watch the West Coast games. Them those end like 2 in the morning, yo. Like, yo, I'm done. I can't do this.
Worry about that. Yeah, worry about that.
You know, back in the day, but not now. You know what I mean?
Those games come on past my bedtime.
I know. Right? It's only like 10:30 starting the game. Like, nah, I ain't gonna make it.
I know.
Sean's still in the backyard curling, practicing curling. So he put the TV out there and just be watching the gym. He still be out there, you know,
working on my badminton. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I looked at my timeline. The other day, and there was a badminton scandal in the play and the Olympics like 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I'm not lying.
A badminton.
I was like, badminton?
Badminton.
Badminton. You know, and like,
speaking of scandal,
like somebody's cheating or something, like the badminton scandal. Like, that's crazy to me. Take that. I just had to put that out there.
All right. I know. All right. Let's change topic to some pop culture news real quick. We got some Diddy houses getting raided, East Coast, West Coast. Ooh-wee. You know, his son's getting arrested.
Los Angeles and Miami were raided by Homeland Security. And everything we're hearing is this is in connection with the human trafficking, the sex trafficking allegations that have been made against him in the various civil cases.
And clearly now the feds are investigating this. As you can see, the dramatic footage outside his home here in L.A., where they had several people out in the front yard for questioning.
Now that,
and then actually there were people who were cuffed eventually, including two of Diddy's sons. Now we don't know.
Wow. All
right. So what's really going on here? We always thought about the partying and the freak parties, but now they're talking about some human trafficking. This thing takes us to another level.
Well, no, it says sex trafficking and from the R. Kelly stuff, all that means is that someone crossed state lines. That's
it. Got to be more than that. I heard he has some underwater tunnels through his house and some of those. Yeah,
buses was coming in the middle of the night. I believe all of that. I believe it. I believe something is. You know, I don't know. I just when you have that level of power and stuff like that, I believe that. You know, because you can have anything you want. So I believe that he's dealt with men before and did all kinds of stuff. I believe all of that. Because listen, you are Diddy. You can, if you say, okay, I want a bad woman. I want a bad woman on my arm. You can get that. You're going to eventually get tired of that and say, I want 10 bad women on my arm, and you can have that. You're going to get bored with that. Okay, now I want a man, throw a man in the equation, throw an animal, shit, in it. I think he's done all of that. I think so. I think all of that is happening. I do. I think he is guilty. And I think all of that it has definitely happened. I believe it 100%.
So what you say is he did that shit, huh?
100%. He absolutely did that. I think it's been men, women, everybody. And I was on, but I was on like Instagram the other day, and they said instead of saying like pause or no homo, they saying no Diddy.
Yeah, I saw that too. That's crazy.
No doubt.
I mean, I'll say this. I don't envy having a lot of free time with unlimited money. Like, you can do Candy's saying, you get bored with shit.
Yeah.
Easily. So I mean, she's definitely right. Diddy did all that stuff, but I just can't imagine, like, you have no job with it. You got billions. Like, you can just do whatever the hell you want to do.
You get
used to doing that. Like, it's no excuse for it, but it's like, I don't envy being in that position.
Walking around there with giraffes and camels. And
right. Like, you can do it. Right, like, you have, like for real, like, who going to check you, boo? You know what I'm saying? Like
you have power.
Yeah.
Nobody.
And now he's saying that Miami was bringing, like, coke or something up there, up to Virginia when they did the What's in the Water festival or whatever. Mm-hmm. She was bringing coke that was mixed with ecstasy. It was like a pink type of substance.
Wow.
So she's in the paperwork.
It's called Tootsie.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So she's all in paperwork and stuff like that.
I ain't heard about that one. I'm out of loop.
Fellas and ladies and young
ladies. What's up, Sean?
My take on it is that it's terrible. And like Kev said, I don't envy that either. But what happens to the entertainment industry? Not to say that nobody else can't rise and all this, but yet again, we're losing another, I guess, piece of musical history.
Yeah, don't act like y'all don't like Y'all act like y'all like P. Diddy now. Y'all was rocking.
I used to love him. Oh my God. When I was like 17, I had his daddy tours. Yes.
Take that.
Me and my friend loved him at Macy's. I loved him.
But in the instance, eventually, yeah, if you want to listen to him, but listen to him in the comfort of your own ears. Because don't nobody want to hear that. Just like don't nobody want to hear that.
You got to separate them.
Cannot do that, Candy.
I listen to R. Kelly. I'm not going to stop listening.
Candy, you can't do that.
12 play. I'm not. I can't. I'm sorry.
Don't be saying that on this program. You're going to get
right. Right. The words and opinion of Miss Candy are of her own and not of the next.
Exactly. I don't like the music. Would you want me to say I don't like that song?
We haven't heard the charges on Diddy, so it's hard to compare that to what R. Kelly did. Like, we don't know what they are.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, the automatic label to R. Kelly is to me is premature. Like, we don't know what Diddy's done. We just know that he got raided. But what R. Kelly was doing, yes, sir.
Kev, cancel culture is going to cancel. Period.
That's fine. I'm not saying that, but
get ready.
There is a difference between right now what R. Kelly did and what Diddy did, because we don't know what Diddy did. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
Them R. Kelly songs they got a different meaning now, man.
They always sound that bad.
They sound different now.
They always sound way different right now.
A's ain't nothing but a number. Seem like you ready.
Exactly.
Yeah. It sounds different now. A whole lot different.
Oh. They got a different meaning now.
I mean, they're good music, but it makes you think about the lyrics.
That's not cool. Candy, you need to check yourself on that.
I like those songs.
Listening to Kelly.
You need to pray on that.
I was playing this song.
Not right.
Candy, I got a question. Do you play R. Kelly by yourself or with guests?
Whatever. I don't.
When she going out with a young boy?
No, I play it. I bump it in my house, in my car, whatever. If I, you know,
bump and grind. She about to say.
Bump and grind. I like that song. How can I not like the music? I can say, well, I'm not gonna listen to him anymore because I don't agree with what he did. Yeah. I can say that. But I mean, is his music good? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to say no? His music is good.
He wrote for others. So, you know, he wrote for Maxwell. He wrote for Michael.
Made some really good music. You can't negate the
girl that he had in his closet.
He's a sexual predator. Singing about little girls.
Yeah,
he wasn't doing one of saying. He was...
You cannot neglect that.
He was messing with little girls and stuff like that, and you know, I have a young daughter, and if
shame on you,
you know what I mean, I would probably kill that.
But I
would be lying if I said I ain't still thinking.
I mean, she be an honest man. She be an honest.
Some of them lyrics,
you know, a lot of people think because he tried to sue Ciroc and stuff like that. And like when you go up against those big businesses and stuff like that, and they hold their receipts, you partying with them, you out there with the Good Boy Club, they got all that. They watching all that. They see all that. And it's all cool when y'all together. But when you try to separate yourself and say, I ain't rocking with you no more, I'm not doing this, or I'm suing you, or I'm doing this, they gonna come for you, brother. A lot of it got to do with that too.
Yeah.
So it's no doubt in my mind. Like when you have money, you do what you want when you have money. You know what I mean? You party. You know, when you get money, you party. And you're going to do some things. You'd be like, damn, I did that shit. Shit like that. But, you know, but people hold receipts and stuff. And right now, people, they pulling up them receipts.
Damn, Bizzell dropping some knowledge today, tonight. Yeah. Hey, Kev, he usually say some crazy shit that we got to check him on.
Nobody don't check me.
That's only Baltimore.
He's making sense tonight.
I stayed out of Baltimore conversation tonight.
You're right, man.
I was real proud of you.
I agree with you 100% on all that, man. whatever you said.
I agree.
No, but you know, honestly, like as a black woman, it makes me so sad to see them taking down black men like that and stuff like that. You know, but you have to keep yourself. You know, you gotta watch yourself. You can't be out here. You know,
I'm talking about all of them. R. Kelly, because I know you need to come on R. Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, take him out. He's a black. Listen, he's a black man.
Some of them did it to himself. We can't.
Candy, as a woman,
sometimes if it's an episode I like, I watch.
I expect better.
I don't see what's wrong.
You can't.
You're not trying to give nobody no grace. What if your kids come and somebody held your ass to the fire? You're gonna be asking for mercy and stuff like that. You gotta give people a little. I mean, yeah, they're guilty, but you can't.
He should be under the jail. He should be under the jail.
I mean, a lot of people should be under the jail. You know what I mean? A lot of people. I'm sure.
But it wasn't just black. We got Harvey Weinstein. We got the other dudes too. So it's been a lot. It's been a lot.
How do you know you're not supporting somebody right now that's doing the same thing? They just not exposed yet.
You're deflecting. You're talking about motherfuckers that did it and were convicted and it's proof.
So you think that R. Kelly being convicted now that he just wiped out anybody, there's nobody else that's a sexual predator that mess with young kids or nothing. He's not the only one.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about R. Kelly. We talking about him. And you still listening to his music with your daughter in the back seat.
My daughter ain't even about to be 20 years old. She ain't running no back seat with me.
All right, I'm done. All right. On a serious note. All right, the last topic then before we get to your section O. We all saw the collapse of that Baltimore Bridge. I mean, it was sad to see.
Oh man,
they got long stuff.
That's great. Get it up to where they hit it. Now, what were your thoughts when first seeing this happen? Did you think it was a terrorist attack? Did you think it was some random act? I mean, like, what was the first thing that went through your mind when watching this video?
How many people? What went through my mind was like, how many people?
Freak accident.
I needed to know specifically where and how many people was on that bridge at that time.
Yeah.
It folded like it was just like a toy.
Yeah, exactly. I saw the joke first when I first saw it. I didn't even see the boat, to be honest with you. My first thought was I ain't never getting on the bridge again. I'm always scared to go across bridges anyway. So when I saw that joke collapse and the headline said Francis Scott Key Bridge collapses. And I was like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
I saw that jump. And then I saw the boat. Somebody had to point out the boat to me, actually. Seriously. But at first, I was like, how did that motherfucker, like, how did it collapse? It just looked like it just folded. And I was like, oh, my God. I just thought about it. Then I was like, "What? When was it? Like, what time? Because that's where I started meeting, thinking, like you said, like, who's on the bridge? Yeah. How many people on the bridge? When did this happen? You know what I'm saying? Then I was like, well, how does boat hit the bridge? Like, the bridge has been there for 60 years or however long. How the fuck did you...
It boat should hit have the bridge? Right. And
people start saying there are no lights on the boat. Maybe it was a power out. Like, it's just... But it's just power. A sad, sad situation.
Was it a drawbridge, though?
I think it is a drawbridge.
I don't think it was a drawbridge. I think it was supposed to be enough clearance to go under, but I don't think it's a drawbridge. Okay. I'm not sure if there's a drawbridge or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, but I just look, man, I thought that was I just kept because I saw it. I woke up probably around 4 or 5 that morning to just go to the bathroom.
You saw it in real time.
I couldn't even go back to sleep after that. Huh?
Oh, you saw it early.
Okay. It just happened probably a couple of hours before I saw it.
Yeah, I saw it pretty early too, because I wake up early in the morning, and I was really sad to see early off the first you first waking up in the morning, and that's what you see.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
On a bridge that people like in a couple of hours, people gonna be bit like on that joke.
Yeah, trying to go that route.
I really thought to myself, I am never driving across another bridge.
Never,
I'll find another
never.
Way.
Yeah.
But then I was like,
I did get some advice when I was at lunch the other day. The guy was like, every time he gets on a bridge, any bridge, he rolls his windows down just as precautionary. Because if God forbid your car falls into a water,
you swim out.
You let water come in for a little bit, then you can open the door. Because if you don't, it's kind of hard unless you have some type of tool to open the door if you get stuck in the water.
Well, but, see what happens is when a car goes into the water, it normally sits for a second and then it nosedive when it sinks, right? So what they try to tell you to do is you go to the back of the car first. The people in the front, you take off your seatbelt. You jump to the back of the car because normally you have your kids in the back seat. What you do is you let the older kids out first, or whoever's older, you bust the window, let the older kids out. Or you do the back windows, not the front windows, because the car sinks face first, like nosedive. It nosedive. So what you got to do is jump to the back seat, make sure everybody take off their seatbelts. You only have a couple minutes.
Second.
You have a couple minutes with the car fully going under.
Submerged.
Because it sits for a second.
Yeah.
And it goes like this.
I also learned that your headrest can, the points of the headrest, if you take them out, can also shatter your windows too. If you don't have those tools to shatter the windows from the inside, you can use your headrest.
That's a Honda Civic, yo. That's only a Honda Civic.
But normally,
serious, man. Come on, man. This is my bike. This saves my life right now.
No, I think only one car went in there, right? I think it was only one car.
Not sure. No, some truck tractor trucks went there too.
They found a truck. Just the worker.
They found a pickup truck a couple hours ago with two people in it.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did.
They saying it was mangled into the bridge, right? That is two vehicles that they found, but they were mangled within.
Stuck inside the
bridge, all that shit.
Oh damn!
Long to the short, man. It's definitely a tragedy, man.
Yeah, rest in peace.
If you can, keep a screwdriver in your glove compartment.
Not get one of those window breakers.
You just keep one of those. Bust a back window.
Yeah. Or don't go across bridges.
Choice sometimes.
Yeah. He's always a choice.
It's good to know.
It was so sad, man. So unfortunate.
It's sad, man. Prayers up to the family, man. Very, very, very sad incident. It's going to take a while to build it, you know?
Can you imagine just like getting up and going to work, you getting ready to go to work, and then that is what happens to you at work?
Right.
Like, that's just crazy.
And you know what? And I didn't think like an adult. I was thinking like somebody coming from the club. You know what I mean? Like they was coming from the club at that time.
Yeah. Me too.
It was 1 a.m, man. It was 1 a.m when it happened.
Yeah, there were workers on the bridge working.
Yeah, exactly. They was just working. Yeah, exactly.
So let me ask the panel. So do they rebuild that bridge or build another one?
You got to rebuild the same location. I mean, it's going to be rebuilt to hopefully a newer technology.
So do you build on that structure or put a whole new structure?
It's a whole new structure, man. You got to be civil engineered. You got to do from scratch, man.
This
is a years long process now.
Yeah.
How do you think that's going to impact us Maryland residents? As far as the money it's going to take to repair this and everything,
I got insurance for that.
The federal government said they're going to pay for a majority of it. I think Biden said that. As long as Biden stay in office. Now, if Trump get in office, he may not pay for it. So, bad joke.
Whose ship was it that hit the bridge? Wasn't they going to like Sri Lanka or something like that? Why are they not paying for something?
Pointed that out.
I said there's insurance for all this. I mean, those tanks.
Yeah, they pay for it.
The payment for this doesn't matter. It's gonna be paid by somebody.
Yeah.
The government, I think, is going. The federal isn't going to feel.
They definitely need to work on that structure though, and rebuild it.
That's gonna take some time.
Meanwhile, that traveling is gonna be a bit.
Yeah, Baltimore stuff.
Not only traveling, but like there are cruise liners that can't get back to port right now. It's a mess. Supply chain gonna be messed up. A lot of products. Chain, like it's
yeah,
it's,
yep,
it's,
yep. yeah. It's a ripple effect. Ripple effect.
What was on the boat? What was on that boat? What kind of
95 tons of stuff? That's a lot of shit.
Cargo ship. So
yeah.
95 tons, Bizzell. That's a lot of shit.
Whole of lot. Just shit. Like,
yes. They were specific. Crates and crates of shit. Yes.
Wow.
All types of shit. Bird shit, dog shit, cow shit. It'll be all of them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and go on to real shit bullshit. Bizzell.
Okay.
Bullshit or real shit.
Okay, so real quick, we all know about Deion Sanders' recent report. Deion Sanders came out and said that his son Shador and Travis Hunter, he said they both gonna go top four next year, and they're gonna pull an Eli, which is referring to Eli Manning when he refused to be drafted by the Chargers, right? He pretty much
played for the Chargers. Yeah.
Yeah, he refused, you know, similar to what John Elway did back in the day also. And I guess, you know, as we talk about this, you know, when he say pull a Eli, you know, Eli had that pedigree, that Manning name, similar to, you know, to what Shador have. He'll have that pedigree and they respect the name and, you know. But I guess the question here is Deion unnecessarily doing this? Like, does he have to pull this move? Or is he hurting these boys by putting a lot of expectations on them? If a team trades up, you know what I'm saying, to get them and give up draft picks and put – is he unnecessarily putting pressure on these kids? Or can they just get drafted and ball out wherever they go instead of, you know, picking the team? And I mean, Shador, they say both ranked, you know, top three at their position for next year's draft. The guy for ESPN, Miller, he said he would have went top 10 this year if he came out. So
Shador and Travis or just Shador?
Both. They both ranked in the top three at their position. Travis Hunter's the corner. You know, is he bullshit or real shit? He is unnecessarily doing this shit. Is he just making it harder for these boys? What y'all think?
I think so. They have a whole other year to play, right? You don't know what really can happen in that time frame. I think he should just be quiet. And I don't know what are they saying. I don't think I read any of their responses. Are they like, yeah, we don't want to play anywhere that's cold, and we don't want to? Are they saying that, or are they just being quiet? Because if they're not really saying nothing, then he should not say anything either. You don't know what can happen in a year. Anything can. What if they get hurt? God forbid. But what if that happens? They have an entire season to play, and you all out loud, and they're not doing this and that. You know, what if they? You just, yeah. You know, I don't think he should have came out like that.
Yeah, I think it put undue pressure on him. But I also think if he came out public and said it, they had a conversation too. I believe he had a conversation with the two kids. I don't know how the conversation would have went, but I'm sure that they talked about this thing, you know what I'm saying? But I don't think he should have came out and said it. I think the public thing is what the problem is. Like, if we sat around and said, if we was teenagers and we sat around, and me and Kev sat around saying, nah, we going top four, no question, but I ain't going to play for such and such. He could be like, well, I ain't playing for such and such. I mean, it's a conversation, but I think they very well had it. I think him and the two kids had it. I just don't think it should have came out at this time. Maybe next year after the process has been going on, maybe. But this, right now, like you said, a lot of things can happen. A lot of things can happen. A lot of things have happened before. So, you know, I think it puts undue pressure on them. It's not necessary to say, especially now. They haven't even drafted for this year yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're talking about next year. So, right. But I know the conversation has happened. They talked about it. He would have came out and then they talked about it. I know that, but
you don't think so? He's saying Deion is just, and I love Deion. You know what I mean? He's a cowboy. He's yeah, talked about it, but he's just arrogant, cocky. How do you know he was like, I don't care what y'all say. I'm your dad. Like, I don't give a damn. I just what I'm gonna say. You're gonna do what I say.
I'll say this. So y'all gonna laugh a little bit, but certain kind of players can handle this. Like, for instance, let's go back a couple years ago. LaVar Ball, right? Lonzo and Melo could handle this. Like the pressure that LaVar Ball put on Lonzo and Melo, not the middle one, but they could handle it. It actually drove them to be better because of the weight of what their dad was saying and all that stuff. It drove them to be better. Hunter and Shadir are doing are built the kind of same way because they're not shy kids. It isn't like they're on social media every day. They're on a reality show. This is nothing new to them. The expectations is what they expect. They thrive and do better when the weight is put on their shoulder of expectations. So though I disagree with it and the ability to do it, but Deion is just doing what Deion's done for the past 4 years on this. Nothing has changed. He's put expectations on those two kids the entire time, and they've always met it. So why stop?
Yeah, but if they come out next year and win four games and don't make a bowl and struggle like they did this year,
that's an if. I understand. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But they have expectations to win more than that. Like this is all about putting shit out there in open and then meeting it. Like you don't put it out there and then fail to get it. Like you have to thrive and bust your ass to get it. Like it's a motivational tool. And again, every kid ain't built for that. Every kid's not built for that, but it appears so far it's worked for them. So he's not going
to
stop.
Yeah, I agree.
Definitely motivation. But the thing is, it's a privilege to get drafted. And being in the top five, top 10, you're going to go to a bad team regardless. You know what I'm saying? Most of the teams drafting the high are going to be a bad team. Obviously, if you want to go to a big market, you know, team, city, you know, for your brand. But, you know, to really push that narrative where you want to go to a big market, not a small market.
Real quick, let me ask you this, though, because, see, the thing is, like you just said, it's a privilege, and it is. I don't doubt it. But remember I said a couple shows ago about this Marvin Harrison thing, right? Marvin Harrison didn't do anything because he was locked. He didn't do anything. So I was like, is this going to be a thing? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we got – so if Shador and Travis are locked in a spot next year, they might – same way. It's like, I'm not doing anything.
I guarantee that. They're not going to do anything. I guarantee that. If they had a season that they want to have, they ain't going to do anything. I guarantee that.
How prospects are going to start?
They got to prove on the field. Marvin proved on the field.
Again, if they have the season that they expect to have, they won't do anything with the combine next year. I guarantee that.
I think, like I said, it's a privilege, but these top prospects are going to start treating the draft as something that is owed to them. Like that instead of saying, this is a privilege, I want to do everything, I want to make sure, you know what I'm saying? They're going to start being like, Marvin Harrison Jr. And they're gonna be like, I'm locked in. I'm not doing anything. I don't need to do anything. I'm locked right here. I'm good.
So you're going. So does that dictate where you say you want to go, or you gonna get drafted to this team and you're gonna play for this team? And I'm only saying that because if we think back, and I'm just switching gears, when Steve Francis said I'm not playing for Vancouver, he didn't. Went to Houston and balled out.
Yeah, that's the same. I mean,
it's the exact same thing.
Manning. He said, I'm not playing for San Diego and went to New York. I mean, he won two Super Bowls, but I don't know exactly about balling out, but he put two Super Bowls there, and that's what he played for his whole career. So, it's going to be the same thing.
They have that power.
It's not about power. So what I think Deion is doing is that, like you just said, they're going to be sorry teams and picking in the first 10, like it always is, right? But what he is putting out there is for a general manager of a good team to trade up and get these ballers. Like he's gonna spin it to be like, yo, this you know, Hunter's gonna be the top corner, blah 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 blah. He's getting in the mind of some GM of a good team, a top, you know, of a playoff team. Like, yo, trade up, get these boys. Okay. That's what he's doing. Okay. He's putting the bug in the air right now. It's just gonna fester and grow and grow and grow. Next year.
Okay. And I like that what you're saying there, Kev, because really Deion may be helping the trade because if a bum ass team is number one and he say he don't want to play there, they know they got to trade it. So it tells a playoff type team or maybe a team that just need that QB, come on, trade up it. And if you think about it, if they really are both top four picks, if they really are that, I mean, there's no extra pressure. Either way, they got to perform. Whether if they trade his way to a team or if a team just pick him up, he got to play it regardless. So it's no extra pressure, you know. It seemed like he doing a lot, but who knows, man? Shit, Deion seemed to worked out for Eli, right?
Right.
I mean, he a Hall of Famer now.
Worked out.
John Elway, Hall of Famer.
Eli made the Hall of Fame, yeah, did he? Nah, he ain't get
nah,
that.
Nah.
Eli got a name, had a name behind him.
Oh yeah, we had a big discussion on that. We had a big discussion on that, but you know, it's,
I mean, does the NIL deal does that make a difference?
As far as what? Nah. As far as staying? As far as what?
I guess I don't know. I guess I'm just thinking about their positioning if they're already locked in.
NIL deals only matter for senior years mostly anyway, because it's like you can come back, because you can't go to 3 years after your graduation class anyway. You can't go to the NFL. That's the rule. Okay. So you gotta be in college for 3 years or wherever, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
out of high school,
Huh?
Out of high school for 3 years, I thought.
After your graduating class, the 3 years after you graduate class. So okay. you can redshirt and only play 2 years, but you still have to be that it still has to be 3 years. So the NIL deals only matter if it's senior year, but for the most top prospects, it doesn't matter at all. Like it don't mean anything because you're gonna go to the made a statement, a point last week. Like, you're still gonna make those NIL deals probably going to the league too. So you're just gonna make that on top of your salary. So it didn't make any difference really.
So Candy, you ready for Shador to be the Cowboys quarterback next year?
There you go. That's the question right there. Should Jerry Jones pick him up?
Cowboys move up and draft Shador.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised.
I just want to win.
Is that a cowboy hat you got on? You got a cowboy hat on?
No, my hat says Jesus felt alone too.
That joint be dazzled
there
out.
There you go.
He did what?
Be dazzled.
He felt alone too.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. Did he feel alone when he was talking about R. Kelly?
He felt alone.
Oh, he felt alone too.
Stay away from that window.
You might get struck.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Y'all must not know y'all Bible if you disagree.
I don't.
How you all confused if you don't know? You can't be confused about something you don't know about.
That's what caused confusion. That's what causes confusion. Yes, I don't know.
Well, let me explain it.
Go ahead, explain it before we go off air. I'm gonna hear this.
Did feel alone actually several times. He felt alone on the cross for that moment when he thought God forsaked him, right? Because he didn't ascend into heaven right away. So he said, God, like, why did you forsake me? I thought, you know, it was about to be up for me. And where are you? You know, so he felt alone at that point. He also felt alone the night before they arrested him, when he was asking his disciples to pray with him and stuff like that, where he was praying all by himself to the point where he was sweating blood because he really didn't want to be crucified, but he knew that, you know, it had it had to be brought forth. He had to be sacrificed to save us. He knew it, but he didn't want to do it. The Bible says he prayed so hard that he was sweating blood. And every time he went back to check on his disciples, they would sleep. He checked on them like two or three times and they would sleep. I mean, it was the middle of the night. They was tired. But he was like, you know, what are y'all doing? Y'all supposed to be doing this with me. You know what I mean? So those are two times where he felt.
And he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, but he was being tempted by the devil. Like, he was tempted. He was all of that. He felt alone then too.
Kev, don't do it, Kev.
All right. We're going to talk about this later. Although he felt alone, God was always there with him.
Hey, Josie. I'm looking at Kev. Kev, don't do it.
Don't say it, Kev. If you ever want to talk about the Bible, you can contact me. So you can, whatever you want to say. You don't got to smile and be looking all like that. I know my Bible.
Don't do it, Kev. That's all I got to say.
He can keep saying that. He can do whatever he want to do.
I see. Hey, I'm gonna say happy Resurrection Day this weekend. Happy Easter coming up. I appreciate you know, that. Enjoy yes, your Easter weekend. Day. I will be in church 6 o'clock in the morning, singing praising for the Lord.
We don't know about Easter. We call it Resurrection. We don't know about what people have made it to be, but we call it Resurrection Day because
we like you're gonna do some Easter egg.
Yep, we're
gonna I'm not doing no Easter egg hunting. None of that.
None of that.
Easter egg. You know what you're gonna be doing.
No, I ain't listening
to R. Kelly.
He does have a gospel album. Don't do R. Kelly like
that. Okay.
I never heard that one.
So the Snoop, right?
Hey.
No, so I'm just saying.
What's all your right, point right, with right, that? We're right. saying so to Snoop. What was your point exactly?
He said R. Kelly. So I'm
but I'm asking you, what was your point? What was you trying to touch on with that?
That anyone can make a gospel album.
The what?
Anybody can make a gospel album.
They can. Anybody exactly. can do Snoop anything. Anything yeah, can anybody can write a book. Anybody yep, can do whatever
and
juice they want.
And gospel. Yep.
I can't make a gospel album.
Yes.
Mace made a gospel album.
Okay. Mace was a preacher.
Exactly. Oh, he was a preacher.
So what do you think? If you believe in God, you gotta be completely flawless and nothing. Do you know?
Of course.
Is that what you think? Or do you think people are human and can you know what I mean and have flaws just like you do, right? Just like all of us do. So what do you think? Because somebody proclaims that they love God or they love Jesus and they may have made a song or a rap song or whatever that they're no longer worthy right. to say that they loved you, like what are you getting at right with that?
She's right.
We're now listening
because nobody is perfect. That's the whole point of
exactly. We all repent, repent for our sins.
Yeah, you're not perfect.
The first person.
Exactly.
What are you saying? Everybody none of the disciples wasn't even great. Perfect. None of Daily. A lot of exactly. people that God used in the Bible was not perfect. Moses was a murderer.
Yes. So was
David was a murderer and an adulterer. Okay, disciples. Peter had a temper and an anger problem.
Solomon was a pimp.
Paul was crucifying Christians.
Mary Magdalene was a
Oh, let's throw on Mary Magdalene. Let's throw on Mary Magdalene, boy.
Rahab was Mary Magdalene. Hey, like it's in the Bible. It's not the Bible is not saying that everybody, every character in there is holier than thou. It's showing you how people really were: prostitutes, murderers, all adulterers, all of that. But what it is, God used them still.
Don't do it, kid.
He used them still.
Hallelujah.
All right, are we done? Because I'm sorry, I don't know.
Hey, this has been an excellent show. I want to thank you, Candy, for joining the show.
Thank you.
You brought some new energy to the show. I think we all appreciate your knowledge of sports.
Andy used to have a podcast. Topics. I hope you bring it back.
Yes. I think
I don't know if I'm bringing it back. I don't know.
We're definitely ready for the next one. Hey, on closing thoughts, anybody got any last words before we close this thing out? Come on.
Stay prayed up, y'all.
God is good all the time.
All the time.
I do.
God is good.
Candy, can you accept my follow request on Instagram?
I believe I did. Creep. Not creep. I believe I did.
Okay.
Check it.
Okay,
can you accept my
follow request too?
I didn't do that one yet.
All right. Until we see y'all again, y'all have a happy weekend, Easter weekend, resurrection. Go ahead, Joe.
Lifeblood.
I just like y'all to know that my daughter will be visiting the White House on Saturday.
All right.
I'm serious about that. Yep. I don't know what for.
You ain't going, are you?
He ain't get clearance to go.
He can't get through security.
Hey, Daddy, can you pick me up? My team. And we going to the White House on Saturday. And I said, you mean the White House where the president resides? She was like, yeah, that's not important. Can you pick me up?
Right, that's the important part.
You pick her up.
You just want to make sure I can pick her up. That's all.
You better be on 16th Street, boy.
I ain't picking her up from the White House. What are you talking about? They see my car coming. They be like this, man. Get that thing out of here.
Man, Joey's riding dirty, man. He riding dirty. His tags expired, man.
I think years ago.
All right. I want to thank y'all for tuning in.
Yes, thank y'all
for hosting. You know what I mean? Y'all coming on.
One more thing.
No,
that's it, man. That's it.
Omar, where can we find
Hey, Doug, y'all terrible. Y'all reckless out here.
We at 134.
Omar, hey, my birthday tomorrow.
Find me right here, man.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday Friday, right?
Yeah. You know what's
going on. Tomorrow is not Friday.
You know what's about to happen.
Tomorrow's not Friday.
Damn.
Close enough.
Where can we find you at, brother? Where can we find you at, Sean?
Oh, y'all can find me here and around the DMV, most likely in the D or the M. Mm. I guess you can probably find me in Virginia. I'm back. I had some life going on, but again, stay prayed up.
You be lifing.
Make 45. Right. I'm still shooting. Let's go.
Boom.
D Nice, where can we find you?
What? You got
Find me on Instagram, DMV D Nice. See y'all next week or next 2 weeks. Happy Easter.
What up? Had a good time. See y'all next time.
Joey.
Yo, J-O, Talk Your Shit Podcast, Next to Flex Sports Podcast. My baby going to see the president. All right, I'm out.
Omar.
It's your birthday. Oh, the vice president. Oh, the vice president.
Oh, where can we
it's
find
your
you, bro?
Birthday.
Right here, man. Right here, man.
Candy, where can we
what
find
you doing baby? Over there? You can find me Facebook, Candy Marie, K-A-N-D-I-I, Marie. Instagram, Candy underscore N, letter N underscore charge, Candy in charge. Stay prayed up. Okay. Take care of yourself. You never know. Like this bridge we saw, right?
Yeah. Never know. Never know.
The Next to Flex podcast is streaming on all digital platforms, including on the TuneIn app and iHeartRadio.
Happy birthday, J.O. Yeah. Happy birthday, dude. Happy early birthday, man.